This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are live from the Rife Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Tonight, we're talking about summer nights. You can't talk about summer nights without talking about food, really. 64% of all food consumed by Minnesotans during the summer occurs at potlucks, according to the Institute of Statistics I just made up. Which means we don't really know what any of it is, really. It's moist, it's lukewarm, it's what's for dinner. You know, that's how it is. But the other side of the potluck story is that we all have to bring something to the potluck. That's the social contract we live by. But unlike cooking for your family or close friends, cooking for a large group means you'll be subject to the judgment of others, maybe even strangers. Well, that means that most of us will eventually suffer from a common condition here in northern Minnesota, potluck anxiety.
What will they think?
Will my salad be as good as hers?
Is this bag cheese still good?
Potluck anxiety affects one out of every three Minnesotans, leading to sleepless nights, increased stress, and the use of the same recipe over and over and over again.
I see Bonnie bought baked beans again.
Shh! This is the best she can do. At least she's sober now.
Potluck anxiety causes some to overcompensate with sugar.
What'd you bring, Rachel?
Oh, just a salad.
Great, a healthy option. What's in it?
Oh, cream cheese, whipped cream, marshmallows, full-size Snicker bars, and a pound of Skittles.
No vegetables?
What?
Potluck anxiety can become pronounced during challenging intercultural situations.
I wanted to be inclusive because of Diane's new Mexican boyfriend, so I made taco soup.
Who? Jerry?
Yeah, he's always checking in on Facebook at taco night.
He lives in Taconite.
Oh, well, could you please make sure to tape this card on my crock pot?
Taco soup. Mild to medium heat at most.
That's right. I don't want people to think it's too spicy or they won't take any.
Potluck anxiety can lead to many poor choices.
Oh. Hey, Loretta, make room on the table. I got shrimp cocktail, deviled eggs, and a sushi platter. One of these wouldn't fit in the cooler on the way over, but I'm not saying which one.
I bought six bags of chips, but no one's eating them. They're eating the dip as a side. Here, I'm just going to open all of them and tilt them over so people see there's chips in there.
Who unplugged my crock pot? Was it you? Speak up, you old bag. I can't hear you.
Potluck anxiety is real, and it affects the whole family.
Dad, look, I made my own plate.
How many cookies did you put on there?
Haha, 17.
Oof. You're lucky you're going to Grandma's, or I might do something about that.
Yay for Grandma's house. Yeah.
But there is a cure for potluck anxiety. It's an old remedy that's worked for generations. It's called potato salad.
Oh, who brought the potato salad?
It's great. Whoever made this is a genius.
Gee, thanks, guys. And who made this different potato salad? It's fantastic.
That's mine. And while I appreciate that, it can't hold a candle to CJ's potato salad.
Ah, shucks. My secret ingredient is love, which is actually paprika.
I've never seen so many different kinds of potato salad.
Boy, look at Jerry. He's going to town on that taco soup.
Ooh, too spicy for me. Yeah.
There you have it, a surefire cure for potluck anxiety, potato salad. Have fun at your next potluck.